Now, here's Jack Paddy.
News Talk 590 WVLK. Scott Johnson in for Jack Paddy, who is on vacation. It is Friday, and that is American DA Live. Commonwealth Attorney Ray Larson is here. Good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
How are you?
I'm fine. I sound like I'm in a cave. I go through, this is, my wife calls this the epizootie that I get twice a year.
You know, some of us do that on a regular basis. It's like clockwork. When I was a smoker, every February, bronchitis. You mark it on the calendar. There it was going to be. Mary Houlihan is nodding her head. You do the same thing?
I did when I was a smoker, too. Yeah, my mother's so mortified, I just admitted that. It's been 10 years, though.
Good for you. Been that or more for me as well. So, what are we talking about? We're sitting here just chatting beforehand, and it sounds like that's what we're just going to continue to do this hour.
Every year, the Friday before Christmas, we want to talk about... These holidays are joyous occasions for lots and lots of people, not so for a lot of the victims of crime, or victims of violent crime in particular. And so Mary Houlihan, who is the director of our victim services, and I show up the Friday before Christmas every year, and we talk about coping with grief when everybody around you is so joyful and that sort of thing. How do you deal with it? And I would hope that some of the people that are having to deal with loss, whether it's the crime or not, would give us a call and give us their suggestions on how they deal with the sadness in their life when everybody else is hopping around and being all joyful. And with us, excellent, as I said, is none other than superstar at Mary Houlihan. Mary, welcome.
Thank you. Hello. Good morning.
Another thing we wanted to, mm-hmm, on the way over here, we were talking about, and this is something I really want to talk about with you, is you were on Jeopardy.
And, yeah, a long time ago.
Well, yeah, but that's a big deal. And Mary and I and Allison want to know.
Speaking of loss.
Well, it is a lighter subject.
Know how the process worked. But first, can we talk a little bit about the holidays and how people deal with it?
Sure. It's absolutely Christmas, Thanksgiving, New Year's. This is a time of year for everyone that we're kind of covered up with festivities and joy and obligations, stress, but it's kind of a real tough time of year to be going through something like grief. And this certainly does include grief that doesn't come from crime, but just sometimes the holidays for people in grief are more a reminder of who is not at the table than for who is present. And one of the things that in working with grief all the time, you know, every day of the year, not just this time of year, one of the things I'm very often reminding folks when they're first kind of waking up to the nightmare roller coaster ride that grief is that, you know, society kind of gives people a very short time to grieve and to talk about it and then just expects folks to move on. But that's not the reality. The reality with grief is each individual person is going to deal with it differently. Even those families who've experienced the same loss, the individual members of those families are going to experience their grief differently. And sometimes that can even cause conflict. You know, you're not grieving enough. You're not sad enough. You're not having a hard enough time with this. And I must have loved that person more. And, you know, the thing I try and help families unwind is that each person is going to react differently and needs to have the ability to do that. There's no right or wrong way to grieve. There's getting through a nightmare. And some of what we'll talk about today, we'll talk about some of the ways that we can get through that. But a real important first note would be just that having those moments of happiness, finding yourself smiling, is not a bad thing. And yet it's really hard for people that have just experienced loss to find it okay to feel joy again.
It makes you feel guilty the first couple of times it happens after that loss.
It's kind of amazing. And though I haven't had a loss to sudden violent crime, I've certainly experienced grief and loss. And it's one of those things that you feel like you're so in the dark that you're never going to have a moment of happiness again. And then that first time you find yourself laughing or reacting to something with a smile, you almost instantly are overwhelmed by the guilt of how can you have a happy world again? This person is missing. And so, yes, it's really important to kind of start out saying that if you have one of those moments, be glad and hold on to it and know that that's just a brief break in your grief, but it does not mean anything in regard to the significance you placed on the person that you lost.
You know, Scott, one of the, I keep up with probably more statistics involving crime and criminal justice than a sane person should. But I was absolutely stunned. Two or three months into 2013, when I got the fatality statistics in Lexington.
As in traffic fatalities? Or just...
I'll tell you.
Okay.
I'll tell you. In came the traditional homicide, where somebody's been murdered, and there were 14. Then came the traffic fatalities. 21. Then came the drug overdose deaths. 63
Friday.
Drug over in 2012. And we've been tracking it because of this heroin.
Mm-hmm.
Because heroin is killing a lot of people. I was in the grocery store, and a woman came up to me. I just was in to get some bread, a loaf of bread. And I walked in, and this woman came up, and boy, she had a desperate look on her face. And she says, "I need for you to help me." I said, "Well, if I can." She said, "My son is in jail. He was picked up for possessing heroin." And I said, "Well, I'm sorry." And she says, "Well, I'm not." And she says, "What I'm asking you to do is to help keep him in jail, because I'm terrified that if he gets out, he will die from a heroin overdose." And I had to tell her, I said, "You know, unfortunately, he's probably already out thanks to this catch and release law we have. They're not going to keep him." And she sat there and just started sobbing. Well, here I am in the middle of the Kroger with a loaf of bread in my hand and this sobbing woman trying to figure out what am I going to do with this. But we got on the phone and tried to make some calls. But guess what? He was out. Now, I don't know what's ever happened.
But you can guess, because we've certainly seen that this heroin is getting a lot of attention. But what's remarkable on the advocate side of things is to see that there's not a socioeconomic area that is not impacted by heroin. And this, the use seems to take over instantly, and death is on the horizon if you don't get help. And these families are as desperate of the people that get arrested for these things, often seem to me as desperate as the other families we work with.
And we talked about the guilt at feeling some joy for the first time afterwards. When that kind of a plea becomes a kind of a self-fulfilled, or a fulfilled prophecy, not self-fulfilling, but a fulfilled prophecy, there's got to be a lot of guilt there. Or second-guessing yourself. Did I do everything I could to protect him? Did I do everything I could to keep this from happening? And it's difficult to say, yes, I did, and it happened anyway. But it's just as difficult, if not more so, to be asking yourself those questions and always wondering.
Or the families will tell me that feeling of impetus, of seeing something that's going to reach a logical conclusion and feeling like you have nothing you can do to stop that train wreck.
Yeah, Trains going full throttle, and there's nothing you can do about it. Murray Houlihan is here. Ray Larson is here, and we would invite you to join us if you have questions about dealing with your own situation or tips for someone who is grieving at this holiday season. 253-5959, star 590, AT&T. Toll free 877-777-0590. You can email news@wvlkam.com. We'll be back with more in just a moment. It is 9:20 at News Talk 590 WVLK, and that is time. It is Forensic Friday. American DA Live. Commonwealth Attorney Ray Larson is with me, and Mary Houlihan from Ray's office is here as well. We're discussing grief and how people grieve, getting through the holidays when you are dealing with the loss, whether it is as a result of violent crime, whether it is as the result of a long disease, whether it was expected or a total surprise. You are grieving when you're dealing with that loss. And at this time of year, it becomes especially difficult. And Mary and Ray have been talking about some ways to help make that a little easier to get through. One of the things, Mary, that you have mentioned a couple of times is that, or alluded to at least, is that everyone has their own way of grieving. Everyone has their own style. And I'm thinking, not only does everyone have their own style, but I would be willing to bet there are some gender differences too. Because the typical male response to anything is suck it up, walk it off. And I know when I have been through times like that, it is stay strong for everybody else. And then when they've all gone and I'm alone, then I can fall apart. And I do, you know,
yep.
Because I need to. But, you know, we feel like it's our job to hold it together for the rest of the world.
It's absolutely true. And it's also true that that never works. Eventually, it's coming out one way or another. Mm-hmm. And so really, and I'm very much that same way. It's funny how I would work with a family very differently than I would behave myself. But it's just true that no matter what, if you're just pounding down those feelings, they're going to pop up one way or another. In some of our other bad choices, perhaps, or in, you know, anger that you can't quite figure out why you're so mad about, all sorts of ways. But it is best to try and deal. And as a community, we can help people try and deal with one of our other tips, which is that if you know somebody that is in grief, it's hard, it's uncomfortable, but reach out. Know that asking them about it, talking directly about the loss, saying, I know this is a tough time of year, just checking in on you, giving them the opportunity to have that moment where they don't have to be the strongest person in the room, is a really great way that you can help. Acknowledge the loss and don't be afraid of those words.
I had another example, and that's precisely... if you understand that people who suffer these losses, guys in particular, will shut down because they know people don't want to hear about it. But I ran into Frank Matone at this Kroger on Romney Road, which seems to be where I always run into. And I was checking out as he was coming in. And his son, Brian Matone, worked in our office, was an outstanding young man, and was killed in a car crash. And so I said to him, I said, Frank, how you doing? He says, oh, I'm doing fine. I said, Frank, how are you doing? And he stopped because somebody actually was going to take the time to talk to him. And he said, Ray, he said, it is very difficult, and it's day to day. And we talked a little bit about it. And if you have a chance, that, like Mary says, ask somebody and listen.
You think that they want to put it behind and move on. And the truth is, for the great majority of them, they will be pleased and touched that you cared enough to ask.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Whitney, good morning. You're on News Talk 590 WVLK.
Good morning. Merry Christmas to you all. You know, talking about grief, we lost our daughter 3.5 years ago, very suddenly. And we have our grandson now, who is 8. And children grieve also. You know, even though he was four at the time, he still remembers his mother. And I thought it was kind of interesting, you know, the other couple weeks ago or whenever when we were putting up the tree. And he kind of lost it and started crying and saying how much he missed his mommy. And we had always, after she passed, we had put her stocking on the tree. And he asked me, he said, can we put mommy's stocking on the fireplace this year? And I just thought it was real interesting that he still wanted her, like, included in that ritual. You know what I'm saying?
Mary?
That's exactly right, actually. It's child grief is a really hard thing to deal with because parents are both wanting to make sure that the child is okay, but also not bring up things that might bring them additional pain. But the reality is, since kids don't have an ability to have a kind of a intellectual understanding of grief and loss, they do have questions, and they're going to come up with their own answers if we're not talking to them about it. So it's been remarkable to me to find out how many kids have kind of come up with a story that has nothing to do with what actually happened just because nobody was wanting to talk to them about the crime, in my case, obviously. But where you're the child that you're talking about wanting to do that, that's absolutely it. That's their way of not only saying that they want to keep them, but probably moving that stocking didn't feel right. That felt like, you know, we're leaving somebody out that I still want to be very much a part of things. And I'm glad that you gave us that story, because I think it's true with a lot of kids. Let them have their outlet for expressing both their grief and their love for the person that is gone.
Yes, I agree 100%. And, you know, all I can say is that my husband and I are very blessed to have him, you know, being a part of her. So I just wanted to share that. So we don't forget about the little ones. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Whitney, and Merry Christmas to you. 253-5959, star 590 on AT&T, toll free 877-777-0590. Email news at WVLKAM.com. Forensic Friday, American DA Live. Scott Johnson in for vacationing Jack Patty. Commonwealth Attorney Ray Larson, Mary Houlihan is here from his office. We are talking about grieving, and especially getting through our grief at the holidays. If you'd like to join us, 253-5959, star 590, AT&T, toll free, 877-777-0590. Still a few minutes. You can email us, news at WVLKAM.com. George, good morning. You're on News Talk 590 WVLK.
Good morning. My aunt passed away, and we buried her on Wednesday. Her name was Linda Pleasterman. And it's going to make this holiday rather rough to get through. I guess the way we're going to cope with it is, since she loved Christmas so much, we're going to go out to the Southern Lights and kind of like celebrate her life there. Because she adored Christmas. She was like everybody's Christmas angel. Everybody called her Nana.
Yeah, and that's exactly what to do, to continue doing the things that mattered to the person that's gone. It is absolutely horrific what it adds to the difficulty of the holidays and the grief that is exposed by those holidays when the loss actually happens right up in them. But that's not only
we're all worried
about
my
family,
John, because he's 98 years old. And he actually helped take care of her, and they were married for 56 years.
Well, good luck, and don't let her memory fade away. Thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, George. Steve, good morning. You're on News Talk 590 WVLK.
Good morning. I'm so glad that you are having this program. Grief. I took care of my father for the past 10 years. He had dementia. He died the day after Christmas. And just like Ray Larson said, some people really don't want to talk about it, but you have to drag it out sometimes, because sometimes people don't want to listen and hear it. But He was a wonderful father, and now I'm in the process. I have to move back to Ohio and selling my house here in Lexington because I describe it this way, spiritually, emotionally, the best thing I ever did. Financially, not so good, but I wouldn't trade it for the world.
Mary?
Let me suggest something to you. There's a great, my dad died 20 years ago.
Okay.
And I read a book that's written by Neil, and I can't remember his last name. He's up at the Carnegie Center.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Father Loss. And it's worth reading because Scott was talking about how guys are supposed to be the macho tough guys, but us guys always are looking for the approval of our father. We want his approval. We don't really have to worry about getting our mother's approval because that just, it comes with the territory. But
that's automatic.
Yeah, but dads are a little different. And the name of the book is Father Loss. And I suggest that anybody out there that has lost a father ought to read that because it really talks about how the impact of a father's death on a son. It's a book for guys, and it's well worth reading. I read it, and I felt a hell of a lot better. Excuse me, Scott. I did it again.
We'll let you get by with that one.
Okay.
Rick.
All right.
Grief show.
Yeah. So, at any rate, I appreciate that call.
Thank you, Steve. We appreciate it, and good luck to you. We've got about a little over a minute left, guys. Mary, you had some info, some numbers, information,
yeah.
Where we can get some help.
Yeah, we've really just had a chance to touch on a few things, but where you can get a lot of additional resources and information is hospice. We have a wonderful local hospice. It can be reached at 1-800-876-6005. If you're outside of our community, they actually have information on a lot of other communities surrounding us. Their website is www.hospicebluegrass.com. For the victims of violent crime or criminal loss, the families and friends of violent crime victims have a 24/7 service available even on the holidays at 1-800-346-7555. If you just want somebody to talk to or just want to call up and talk about the pain that you're in when you feel like you don't have another outlet or that you're going to be bringing down the family or friends that might should be there for you. And then the last reminder I want to make is a way that we can all in our community help perhaps a family avoid this kind of loss and grief, which is watch the drinking, driving, drug use, driving. It kills a lot of people. And additional information there at mad.org.
All right, got to get out of here. Mary, Ray, thanks. Merry Christmas. And everybody else, stick around. Lee Cruz, live with Lee next.